Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is J.D. Shulton. He ran unopposed for the Democratic nomination during the June primary election, so we want to thank him for being on our program here today. So thank you very much, J.D., for being on.
It's an honor to be here, Coltrane.
Following the June primary election here, J.D., in which you ran unopposed, where does your campaign plans go from here until the November general election?
We've had this week circled for a long time, and it was nice running unopposed where I got to sleep comfortably the night before and not worry about things. We've been ready to hit the ground running. I know with the pandemic and everything, we've had hot spots in this district still. We plan to get out there, but I think we're going to give it a little bit more time. Sioux City Sioux, our campaign, Winnebago RV, is ready, and I'm ready to get in it and go. Our race, we were always about what we're for and not who we're against, and so with the upset, it really didn't change our direction too much.
J.D., can you at least tell us your reaction when you found out about the upset of Randy Feenstra winning over the incumbent Steve King on the Republican nomination?
Yeah, I mean, when you have an 18-year incumbent, it's not easy to beat, and that's what we saw in 2018. But in 2018, we moved the needle 24 points, outperformed the top of the ticket by 17%, and we got 25,000 more votes than there are even Democrats in this district. And so King was vulnerable, and then he did it to himself. When you get stripped of your committees and then you don't fundraise and you don't do any ads, he left the door open, and that's how we saw the upset.
All right, so now, J.D., if you wouldn't mind telling us about some topics that you would like to kind of concentrate your efforts on here before the November general election happens.
Our big thing is fix, fight, and secure. So we want to fix health care, fight for an economy that works for everyone, want to secure our nation by protecting from our democracy from the special interests that are dictating. And that's what we're seeing. We're more and more special interests. They buy off politicians or votes and all that. But we need to clean that up. And I'm huge on campaign finance reform. But when we talk about fighting for an economy that works for everyone, it's about sticking up for the little guy. You know, this 4th district, the backbone of it is small business and agriculture. And the whole reason I got into running for office originally is my grandma on her deathbed told me you need to take care of the farm. So what I'm seeing in farms across the district are just folks struggling. We have 7 years of low commodity prices. We've had market consolidation. We've had the abuse of the renewable fuel standard, and we've had this trade war, which we're the number one district in America that's been affected by it. But the biggest thing that we need to do is enforce our antitrust laws to allow, and I believe the pandemic has really put a spotlight on our food system. And what we've seen is if a meatpacking plant goes down in one area, it disrupts the whole market because it's so concentrated. We need to decentralize that. We need to enforce our antitrust laws and really empower our farmers.
And now turning our attention towards the protests and some of the riots that have been happening across our country, what's your comments, what's your remarks about those types of issues, and especially when you see protests happening right here in Iowa?
Yeah, I see a lot of news covering the protests and covering the riots and the parts of it. I don't think we should forget about why it happened and the systemic racism that America has dealt with for a long, long time now. And so that's a lot of where our focus is, my focus on talking about all this. It reminds me of a Proverbs quote that I love to use, and it's speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, ensure justice for those being crushed. And I think being a white guy from Sioux City, I have a role to play in this. I need to talk about economic and racial injustices when we see it. And so a huge part of our campaign is trying to reach out to folks no matter what their skin color or where they're from or anything like that. But we really need to be cognitive of what's happening when things happen time and time again. And whether it's Rodney King when I was a kid or now George Floyd, and we need change.
Well, now, a follow-up question to that, J.D., is that President Trump previously had said he would use the military to kind of put down protests, and he has kind of utilized that. Do you agree with his thought process of utilizing the military against protests?
No, I think there's a way to do this and de-escalate it without. I think at this time we need somebody who can bring people together and not inflame more tensions, and that's a huge part of, I feel like, I get very frustrated. One of the reasons I'm running for Congress is because there's so much of it is just blaming the other side or blaming this or that. You know what? We're one country. And one of the things that I see happening is that we talk about China often, but one of the things that I think we lose sight of as a Democrat, I don't think Republicans are the enemy, and I don't think Republicans should think Democrats are the enemy. What we need to do is come together, because especially in a district like the 4th District, if we're going to compete against a nation like China economically, we have to do better in places like the 4th District. And it can't just be blue areas or red areas. It's got to be all areas. And America really needs, we need to figure a way to come together. And that's one thing that I would love to see more, especially coming out of D.C.
Well, United States Congress has done some help to try and relieve some of the impact that COVID-19's had on various different industries, different people's lives, doing a lot of things there to try and help correct some of the economic impacts. As the continuation of COVID-19 rolls along here, do you think United States Congress needs to do even more to help out its American citizens?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to have a plan to ramp out of this, to ramp to what's next. I know there's talks about having a job placement or potential for that. There's a lot of things that this pandemic has really put a spotlight on. And what I'm hoping the biggest thing that comes out of this is having a plan for our agriculture future, because, I mean, that is the backbone of this district. That's the backbone of Iowa. And what we're seeing are these policies of get bigger, get off the farm. We see the amount of influence of foreign influence when you have 85% of the market in beef owned by four companies and two of them are from Brazil. And when you have, on the same time, when you have one in four hogs owned by China. So I think we really need to, if we're going to be a secure nation, we need to be a food secure nation. And that starts right here in the 4th District. And it starts with enforcing our antitrust laws and empowering our farmers, the folks who are doing the work, who gets the dirt under their nails. We need policies that benefit them and not just the multinational corporations that ultimately pay their stockholders and it costs the consumers what they're doing with the meatpacking workers. They're suppressing them and making them work in unhealthy situations. And then the farmers are being squeezed as well. And so it's consumers, it's workers, and it's farmers all working together. And that's my vision.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our Democratic nominee for the Iowa's 4th Congressional District seat is J.D. Schulten. Joining us once again, Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.